The ceremony was held with solemnity in Pyongyang, the capital of revolution, on the 28th, to be the last farewell to the great leader of our party and people, Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army. Great Kim Jong-il performed immortal exploits for the country and people, making a forced march of high intensity with burning passion to melt even iron. Even nature was writhing in agony over his so regretful death. All the service persons and people were in the bitterest grief at the sorrowful time when they had to bid the last farewell to the fatherly leader. The Kim Il-sung Memorial Palace, the venue of the last parting with the great leader Kim Jong-il, the benevolent father of our army and people, was enveloped in deep grief and sorrow, and the flag was heavily hung at top mast. Before the coffin was brought to the hearse, respected Kim Jong-un, together with senior officials of the party, state and armed forces institutions, observed the moment of silence before the bier of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il, praying for his immortality, and went around it. He had stood in the eyes of respected Kim Jong-un, was going round the bier, carrying the minds of all the Aryan people, beating their chests and weeping in bitter grief of the last parting with the great leader Kim Jong-il. Then the ceremony of bidding the last farewell to the great leader Kim Jong-il solemnly took place in the plaza of the Kumsusan Memorial Palace. Respected Kim Jong-un, Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea and Supreme Leader of the Party, State and Army, was present at the ceremony. Also present there were senior officials of the party, state and armed forces institutions, Kim Yong-nam, Choi Yong-min, Lee Yong-ho, Kim Jong-hee, Kim Yong-chun, Chun Byung-ho, Hong Guk-tae, Kim Ki-nam, Choi Tae-duk, Yang Jong-seok, Lee Yong-mu, Oh Kung-yeol, Kang Seok-ju, Hyun Yong-lip, Jang Seong-taek, Kim Jong-gak, Kim Yang-geun, Kim Yong-il, Park Do-chun, Choi Jong-hae, Kim Rak-hee, Choi Jong-su, Kim Pyong-hae, Moon Kyung-duk, Zhu Kyu-chang, Wu Dong-chuk, Kim Chang-seok, and other members of the State Funeral Commission, the operation commanding officials of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army, commanding officials of the large combined units of the Army, officials of the Korean government institutions, public organizations, ministries and other national institutions, and officials in the fields of science, education, culture and art, public health and affairs. Also gathering in the plaza were People's Army service personnel, graduates of different provinces, people of both sections, overseas Koreans and foreigners, to bid the last farewell to the great leader Kim Jong-il. The guards of honor of the three services of the Korean People's Army and the Worker Peasant Red Guards and the column of bearers of colors were solemnly standing there. Amid the solemn playing of the dirge, respected Kim Jong-un, together with senior officials of the party and armed forces institutions, entered the plaza of the Kumsusan Memorial Palace, the venue of the ceremony, walking by the side of the hearse carrying the coffin of the great leader Kim Jong-il, escorted by the column of bearers of the colors of the Korean People's Army. The commander of the guards of honor of the three services of the Korean People's Army and the Worker Peasant Red Guards made a farewell report to the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il. After the playing of the national anthem, the hearse passed by the guards of honor of the three services of the Korean People's Army and the Worker Peasant Red Guards and the column of bearers of the colors, offering a salute to the great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army. The hearse, followed by motorcade carrying respect to Kim Jong-un and members of the State Funeral Commission, headed for the streets, crowded with millions of people at both sections, People's Army service persons, and foreigners staying in Korea, who turned out for their last parting with the fatherland leader Kim Jong-il. The faces of the people's army service persons and people of broader sections were full of bitterest grief over the loss of the great leader of the party and revolution and benevolent father of the army and people. At a time when the socialist cause of Tutsi is advancing victoriously in the teeth of many difficulties and trials, and historic changes are effected in accomplishing the course of building a prosperous state. When the hearse appeared with a car carrying a portrait of great Kim Jong-il smiling as bright as the sun in the van, bitter wails and cries burst out. The loud call of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il shook the sky and earth, and the streets turned into a sea of tears in a moment. The motorcade moved along the 40-kilometer-long road stretching from the Ryongun crossroads through Shoksan, Yongmun, Sollima, Tongin, Songnyeon, and Musa Street, and the street before the Pyongyang Students and Children's Palace, Kim Il-sung Square, Sungni Street, and the street of the Arch of Triumph. Amid a tearful standoff of millions of Pyongyang citizens and people's army personnel beating their chests and weeping in bitter sorrow over the loss of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il, the hearse carrying his coffin arrived at the place where the coffin would be laid. The command of the Guards of Honor of the three services of the Pyongyang People's Army and the Workers and Red Guards made a farewell report to the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il. The national anthem was played, and the Guards of Honor of the three services of the Korean People's Army and the Workers and Red Guards and the column of bearers of colors solemnly saluted the bier for the moment of last parting with the great leader Kim Jong-il. Inspector Kim Jong-un made a bow in deep reverence before the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il, expressing deep condolences. The moment of placing the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il, the Korean People's Army servicemen fired 12 volleys of guns and rifles to mourn his demise. The Guards of Honor of the three services of the Korean People's Army and the Workers and Red Guards and the column of bearers of colors marched past, praying for the immortality of the great leader Kim Jong-il. Though the heart of great leader Kim Jong-il stopped beating, his brilliant name and benevolent image will be kept in the hearts of our army and people forever, and his revolutionary idea and immortal revolutionary exploits will shine in the history of the country for ages, along with the song of General Kim Jong-il. After the ceremony, respected Kim Jong-un gave the senior officials of the party, state, and armed forces institutions important instructions on holding great Kim Jong-un in high esteem forever and thoroughly implementing his behest. All the members of the Workers' Party of Korea, People's Army Service personnel, and people will carry forward to completion the revolutionary cause of Tutsi started in Mount Baekje thousands of generations, and surely build a prosperous state in the socialist fatherland under the leadership of Respected Kim Jong-un, supreme leader of the party, state, and army, and thus realize the lifelong desire of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il. Only victory and glory are in store for the Korean army and people advancing with Kim Jong-un, supreme leader of the party, state, and army, at the head of revolution under the red flag, holding aloft the slogan of loyalty, let us defend with lives the Central Committee of the Party headed by Respected Kim Jong-un.